USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week, the president says he'd be proud to shut down the government in a dispute over border security. Now the White House says the administration is going to wait to see what the U.S. Senate might be able to pass before it agrees to any deal to avert a partial government shutdown come Friday. The Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell, says of a possible shutdown.
Yeah, we've been down this path before, and I don't believe we'll go down this path again.
The U.S. Senate has passed a landmark criminal justice reform bill, the First Step Act, passed overwhelmingly yesterday. Leaders in the House say they'll likely act on the bill before this week is over. Citing low demand, fuel prices are expected to continue to drop as they have for the past 10 weeks, according to a AAA report. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Facebook is admitting it allowed other tech companies to read, write, and delete users' private messages, but says it did so with consent. Facebook says the companies were able to gain access to the messages after users signed into their accounts through the partner company's app. The social media giant's statement in response to a New York Times investigation finding that Facebook allowed companies like Spotify and Netflix access to private conversations. A rare bipartisan bill that's passed the Senate's now on its way to the House, as we hear from USA's John Clemens.
The First Step Act, which passed the Senate 87-12, is a massive overhaul of the criminal justice system. Mr. Trump declared, "This will keep our community safer and provide hope for a second chance to those who earn it." I spoke to Heather Rice Minus of Prison Fellowship.
Incarcerated men and women will be assigned programming based on individualized risk assessments, and there's going to be incentives to complete those programs.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
For the second day in a row, the launch of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station has been postponed. They're dealing with a faulty reading from a rocket sensor. It delayed the liftoff yesterday for that Falcon 9 that's to carry a next-generation GPS satellite into orbit as part of a national security mission for the Air Force. The common flu can be deadly to tens of thousands of Americans every year, so are we any closer to finding a cure for it? That question is looked at by USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
And for USA Radio News, I'm